This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Representative Joe Neguse says he's worried about the impacts of a possible government shutdown. The Democrat says they cost the American economy billions of dollars.
The part that I suppose is most frustrating for me is to hear individuals say, we don't want a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown. But we've done nothing to fund government.
Neguse says the House should work on a stopgap measure to keep the government open. House Republican leaders have again floated the idea of a continuing resolution, but some far-right Republicans are opposed. Instead, as the chamber returns today, they'll begin work on funding bills that have little chance of becoming law by September 30th. GOP Representative Lauren Boebert says a short-term shutdown may happen. A federal agency is suing a Colorado appliance retailer for refusing to give an employee additional time off to recover from long COVID. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Federal law bans discrimination based on disability. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says appliance factory refused to allow an employee extra time off to recover from a COVID infection. They say the company also failed to tell her what alternative accommodation could be made. It later fired her. The agency says it tried but failed to reach a settlement with the company. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The company has not commented on the suit. Over the weekend, Arapahoe Basin fired up its snow guns for the first time this season. The Vail Daily reports the ski resort began making snow at 3 a.m. Saturday morning. While A-Basin's opening date hasn't been announced, it's typically one of the first resorts in North America to open for the winter season. Last year, it opened to skiers and boarders on October 23rd. For more news of the day, come to CPR.org or KRCC.org. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:06.